The message from the Old Testament passage from the book of Deuteronomy is that there are two paths before us, death and life, blessing and curse. Throughout the book of Deuteronomy, Moses has set forth the law under which the Jewish people are called to live. And in the passage that we just heard moments ago, Moses is summarizing the purpose behind all of the law. And so he says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life. Choose life. But what does it mean to choose life over death, to choose blessing over curse? Moses tells us that it is by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances. Now, this week, our gospel passage, once again, comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, as recorded in the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus provides the crowds and us with a deeper understanding of what it means to choose life, to love God, to walk in His ways and observe His commandments. As I mentioned last week, the Sermon on the Mount begins with the nine blessings or beatitudes which describe the character of the blessed community to which we have been called as Christians, a community in which we find blessing upon the poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, those who hunger for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and those who are reviled, persecuted, and slandered for Jesus' sake. And then, in last week's gospel, we heard Jesus using the metaphors of salt and light, saying, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world," to make it clear that the community to which we have been called as his disciples, both then and now, that this community must be both distinct and visible. And through those teachings, we can see that God, that we, as God's church, are called to be different, to be peculiar. I should say that I used that word last week, peculiar, and I've had a number of folks come up to me in the week since to say that is a particularly apt word to use with respect to the community here at St. Andrews. We are proud of our peculiarity. But in particular, our differences can be seen in the ways, or should be seen in the ways in which we manifest the nine blessings found in Beatitudes. And then this week, we enter into a portion of the Sermon on the Mount known as the Six Antitheses, where Jesus introduces a certain ethical rule or phrase, with the phrase, "You have heard it said." And then, once he has introduced that rule or law, Jesus then uses the phrase, "But I say to you," to somehow deepen or offer further challenge to that rule or law. And today we have heard the first four antitheses, dealing with anger, lust, faithfulness, and truth-telling. And if next week we had a longer Epiphany season, if it weren't the final week of Epiphany next week, when we will always hear the account of the Transfiguration, we would otherwise have heard the final two antitheses, dealing with violence and love of enemies. As we reflect on the message behind these antitheses, it is important to remember something that Jesus said in last week's gospel reading. After having talked about our role as salt and light, Jesus speaks briefly on the law and the prophets, saying, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." In addition, Jesus then says something that sounds incredibly daunting. He says, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And then he launches into the teaching that we have just heard proclaimed today. "You have heard it said." So it is helpful to understand that in these antitheses, Jesus is not overthrowing or abolishing Jewish law. Instead, he is fulfilling it by pointing to a deeper righteousness, a deeper meaning behind each rule, and calling us to live in accordance with the hope or the dream that God had in mind when he offered that rule to the Jewish people. Like Moses, Jesus is asking us to choose life. And so Jesus is telling the crowd and us that following him is not merely about following a set of rules, though we must pay attention to the rules and seek to live in accordance with Jesus' teachings. But more importantly, Jesus is calling us to seek the deeper meaning, the root, the purpose, the life behind the law. Jesus looks to the prohibition against murder and asks us to see the deeper meaning, the deeper purpose behind that rule, that God wants us to be reconciled with one another. We must learn to be people who do not condemn or insult each other out of pride or anger, such that it could lead to brokenness and at times violence. By saying, "Thou shalt not kill," God was not seeking a world in which his creatures merely refrained from killing one another, though that would be a nice start. God wants us to resist pride and anger and all other temptations that prevent us from being reconciled, that prevent us from living in peace with one another. And then Jesus looks to the prohibitions against adultery and divorce and asks us to see the deeper purpose behind those rules. God wants us to be faithful to our promises and to treat each other with dignity, to see each other as beloved creatures of God, not as objects to be used to fulfill our desires. In order to be faithful to one another and to our promises to one another, we have to be willing to exercise discipline over our indulgent thoughts before they become actions of betrayal. Finally, Jesus looks to the requirements of truth-telling when speaking under oath and calls us to a deeper understanding of our commitment to being truthful people. For the very fact that we have oaths is a recognition that we live in a world where people lie, where people intentionally speak falsehoods. Of course, all of us are guilty of telling lies. And we do it primarily because of the perceived benefit that we think will come from it. Lies are fundamentally a tool of manipulation. And there are multiple layers to complicity in lies. Some are responsible for telling the lies. Some are responsible for repeating the lies. And some are responsible for failing to challenge the lies. Sometimes the truth is painful or more complicated than we would like. And so we become complicit in lies by accepting easy lies rather than seeking the difficult truth. But Jesus makes it clear that if we are to choose life, we are called to be truth tellers. Though we may be able to manipulate others with lies, we cannot manipulate God. And the words that we say are always spoken in the presence of God. And so, knowing that we are speaking in the presence of God, we must strive to tell the truth and to seek the truth at all times. Not because we have sworn an oath, but because we seek to be faithful to the reality of God's creation. A reality where, due to the presence of sin and brokenness, telling the truth is sometimes more painful than telling a lie. Seeking that deeper meaning, that deeper purpose, is what it means in Moses' words to choose life, to choose blessing. We are called to love the Lord our God, and inspired by that love, we seek to walk in His ways, to forsake anger, objectification, unfaithfulness, and deception. And when we fail and falter, to repent and seek reconciliation. We do these things not so that we can say that we have followed the rules, but rather because we choose life. We seek to live in accordance with God's will so that we can seek and see His purpose for creation and thereby be a people providing a witness to the world that through our peculiarity we can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.